start paying attention to, right? So most recently in Texas, they're going after transgender kids. Keep showing up the people in your community who are taking care of each other on these issues.
You were just listening to Jennifer Hendricks on Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court. She spoke at the University of Colorado in Boulder. Jennifer Hendricks is professor of law and co-director of the Juvenile and Family Law Program at the University of Colorado. This program is produced by Alternative Radio, based in Boulder, Colorado. We're independent and in our 36th year. We're supported solely by individuals just like you. We feature such progressive voices as Chris Hedges, Angela Davis, Vandana Shiva, and Noam Chomsky. To access our complete audio and book catalog, just go to our website, alternativeradio.org. Again, our website where we are podcasting, alternativeradio.org. To place a credit card order for CDs of today's program, Jennifer Hendricks on Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court, and for Rebecca Solnit's book of feminist essays entitled The Mother of All Questions, just call us, 1-800-444-1977. That's 1-800-444-1977. Or you can go online, our website, alternativeradio.org. We're offering printed transcripts, PDFs, and MP3s of this program at no charge. Just give us a call, 1-800-444-1977. Special thanks to the Colorado Law Advancement Team and Tim Butler for recording the program. Joe Ritchie is our general manager and editor. I'm David Barsamyan. Thank you for listening.
Objections to Roe versus Wade is not so much about abortion itself as it is about this entire enterprise of protecting fundamental rights having to do with family and bodily integrity. If that kind of objection prevails, then Roe will be the first domino that falls, but it will take with it the right to marriage, especially same-sex marriage, the right to use contraception, and other family and privacy rights.
That's Jennifer Hendricks, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Jennifer Hendricks on Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court. Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 Supreme Court decision which established the constitutional right to abortion, is under attack. The Supreme Court, with its super-conservative majority, is poised to overturn Roe. According to an editorial in Against the Current, poll after poll reveals that the right to abortion care actually has more popular support today than when Roe v. Wade was decided. If that right can be mutilated now, precedent and public opinion be damned, then no rights are secure from reactionary assault. For right-wing sharks, the editorial continues, getting rid of Roe is blood in the water. The New York Times estimates that more than 20 states are expected to ban or substantially restrict abortion if the Supreme Court permits it. However, some states, like Colorado, are going in the opposite direction, passing legislation legalizing the right to an abortion. To talk about these issues is Jennifer Hendricks. She's professor of law and co-director of the Juvenile and Family Law Program at the University of Colorado. She's the author of the essay, Abortion Rights and the Supreme Court, A Tale of Three Wedges. She spoke at the University of Colorado in Boulder on February 24th.
Everyone here likely knows that last spring, the Supreme Court granted cert in a case designed as a vehicle for overruling Roe versus Wade. That case is called Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health. The oral argument in December confirmed the likely outcome, with some lingering questions over how explicit.
T. Pittsburgh, no one is as excited about flaming cheese as we are.
People see me, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll. It's understood. It's even nicer when you're feeling good. You got me flipping like a flag on a pole. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll. Up their sleeve. Wonder why, baby, you treat me so cold. Come, yeah, baby, let the good time roll.
Put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I lie. On you.
confounded bridge.
Thank you.
what's next to the moon. Next to the moon.
This is WRCT Pittsburgh. It's Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause. It is my show. It happens every Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. You just heard What's Next to the Moon from the album AC/DC Redux by Bob Balch and Tony Reed. Before that, Crash Course in Brain Surgery by Budgie from the album In for the Kill. I played Freedom by Buffalo from the album Volcanic Rock. Thanks for the recommendation from Professor Stripey for that one. Before that, The Crunge by Led Zeppelin from the album Houses of the Holy. I played Suzy Q by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Easy for me to say. From the album of the same, the band title. Before that, At Home with Screamin' Jay Hawkins was the album I played. I Put a Spell on You by Screamin' Jay Hawkins. And started everything off with Let the Good Times Roll by Dr. John from Dr. John's Gumbo. Your eyes are the windows to your health. Schedule an eye exam to see if you're one of the 11 million Americans who has a common vision problem that can easily be corrected. Remember, healthy eyes make for a healthier you. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. A message from the National Eye Institute at the National Institutes of Health and WRCT Pittsburgh. The Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has new releases and music of other eras. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get the music. Too Evil to Have a Human Name, horrible music for horrible people, only on WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh, 7 to 9 Sunday evening in Nomino Satana. Alright, back to more music on the show. I did not tell you that the background music I'm playing right now is the Surefire Soul Ensemble, the track called Boardwalk, from their latest album Step Down. So, more music to play on the show, 1 o'clock. We have the radio and music calendars coming up. Stay tuned to this here station, WRCT 88.3 FM, It is Sean Watson. You're listening to A Minute Pause.
Rolling, rolling. Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere.
Hi, y'all. This is Charlie Daniels. You're listening to my buddy, Eric Jackson Lurie, on WRCT 88.3 FM. Do you know me? Of course you do. Though maybe you haven't seen me in a little while. I'm that drum beat coming through your car radio. And I'm that thumping bass that drags you along with the rhythm. I'm that part of music that makes you want to dance. Gospel song issuing forth from a Sunday morning church house. Change may blow the tree away, but the roots remain. Then, now, and until the end.
Fortson Session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.